More Google Glass released into the wild. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tuesday's one-day sale of Google Glass means that thousands of additional beta testers are going to be wearing what is basically a computer packed into a fat eyeglass frame with a display that projects an image onto your retina.
My visual cortex is learning how to superimpose your face at will over the screen.
Excellent.
I wish I could concentrate on what you were saying.
When I tried it with the help of a couple of experienced Google Glass explorers, I could immediately see why this might put some people off, because I could be talking to somebody while also looking at their file displayed on a screen that looked like it was hovering next to their face. It made me feel like I could read minds. But the Google rep wanted to make it clear this is not about clandestine surveillance.
That's a myth we're trying to debunk, because actually there's a red light that turns on anytime you take a photo or take a video.
What I can tell you, having tried them, is that when the person you're talking to is wearing them and you're not, you feel, frankly, inferior, because you just assume this person is looking at something you can't see, which is exactly what I was doing when I was interviewing my guests.
I'm going back and seeing all the stuff that you've been doing on your Google Glass here.
Yeah, you're a natural.
Including the snapshot I just took and your Twitter feed, and the New York Times just came up for some reason. And this looks like the last person who interviewed you.
I almost didn't give them back. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.